Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
Did we get that? Because these are sins that we see in the larger society. But for us who have received the life, the light, and the love of God, the narrative of our own lives must be different. In James chapter 2, verse 8. It said, if you really fulfill the royal law according to this scripture, it says, what is that royal law? Let's read together. You shall love your neighbor. You do well. I mean, someone shared this story with me, and I'm trying to put it in a perspective so that you won't know whether the person is male or female. But the two people, they are having challenges in their marriage. So, end of the year last year, they went for, end of the year party in the office of one of them. And so, you know, you are meeting somebody for the first time, and the person is saying, you are Mr. So-and-so. Oh, you are Mrs. So-and-so. Ah, your wife is difficult. Oh, your husband is difficult. How are you living with him? How are you living with her? So, the person who was sharing that personal story now told me that, so, he gave her. The kind of challenges she is facing in the home. Praise God. What am I saying? Whatever you have, that's what you give. And my message tonight, when we say the love walk, wherever all of us are in, we must start a walk and allow the life, the love, and the light of God. His word becomes the light to our way, isn't it? The lamp unto our feet and the light to our ways. The light of God is what helps us to build character. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So, it's called the royal law. And Jesus already summarized the commandment that some people are struggling to fulfill, the Ten Commandments, in two things, in Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 to 40. He said, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Look at what Jesus responded. The next verse, he said, Jesus said to him, you shall. So it's a walk. You shall. So you have to learn how to practice it. You have to learn how to follow the word. You shall. It's conditional. If you yield yourself to it, you will get the result. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. He said, this is the first and what? Great commandment. And the second is the same thing. Because it's the same DNA that runs through that. He said, you will love your neighbor as your
serve.
Let me explain that to you. How many of us love God here tonight?
Yeah.
We love God. God doesn't hold our sins against us. Abi? God doesn't hold us. He's not looking for us to make mistakes, Abi. God is not waiting for that next mistake that you made so that he can hack you down. And you have to pray, fast, do whatever it is, give an offering, sacrifice bulls and gold before you are accepted by him again. Does he?
So let me also ask the second question. But how many of us have difficulty in loving Brother Femi? If you are sincere, some people may have. Some people may have difficulty in loving me. But where we are studying tonight, he said, if I love God and I truly love God and I understand that God made allowances for my shortcomings, then if I truly love him, not because he is how to hurt me, not because he's how to destroy me, if I truly say I love him, then I must provide allowances for his shortcoming. And you know the irony of it is that it may just be his shortcoming for day one. Day two, three, four, it may be my own turn. So, but there must be that allowance. And that allowance is because the love of God has been shed abroad. So love is not, I know that I've started seeing all sorts on social media. It's a month of love. It's a season of love. As if it's only one month that we love all through the year. And so, I mean, big businesses are beginning to spring up. I mean, they've sent things. Spoil Madame for Valentine. Spoil Kiniko, Kiniko. I just look at all those things. Love is not a feeling. Even though feeling is involved in it, but you can't say love is feeling. Feeling is involved. He said you will love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. But love is not, we can't reduce it to feeling. Because there are maybe many days you don't feel like. Which actually is what happened to each and every one of us, isn't it? We don't feel like. But the love of God, his own kind of love, it constrains us. It helps us to live above the feeling. I mean, if I know that I have relationship with God, if I know that I'm in constant conversation with God, I would have read this word, for example, in Psalm 66, verse 18, that if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So whatever it takes to mend wars with Brother Femi, I will do that. Or if I also studied the word in 1 Peter 3:7, he said, husband, dwell with your wife according to knowledge, and not because she's right, not because she's above any mistake. He says that so that it's more of my own advantage. He says so that my own prayers, he doesn't say our prayers, my own prayer may not be hindered. So it's not feeling. For the sake, I mean, if there is anything, no, because I know that I need help from God, so I must pray. So for that clause or caveat, not to be the hindrance, I must mend walls. Not only with myself, but with people. I don't know how to fight. And you are preaching. I know people, you know, you can just, your heart can get to a point where you just lock out, like we say. You just lock out. You are numb. There's no feeling anymore. You know, we can actually position our heart that way as believers. No, the love of God, he met away our bitterness. Praise God. So that's why it's a walk. I know when we are preaching like this, people will say, oh, you don't know what Femi has done to me. You and I don't know what we have done to God. I would rather have business deal opening to me rather than hold Femi in unforgiveness. I would rather live in health rather than be holding Femi in unforgiveness. And sometimes, which I have found out, most of the time, Femi may even have forgotten what I did. I'm the one who is carrying the offense and the hurt all around. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I don't expect this to be like, but that's the key. And that's what the devil doesn't want us to see. The devil will rather blind you and I with the shortcoming of one another, and we won't be able to operate in his love, in his light, and in his life. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. Please, I will say to you tonight, it doesn't matter how we want to preach that message to justify it. Unforgiveness is not good. When we all say, oh, you don't know what he has done, you are still walking in the realm of feelings. And hey, for my brothers, my sister, because God actually wants to help all of us each time, but we need to yield to him. For my brothers and my sister, hey, if God will mark our iniquity, no one will stand. So why hold or withhold people our love? Why withhold from people our life? Why withhold from people our light? Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So this message tonight is not a judgment skill to put others on. It's for us to actually make a reflection. My goal as a believer is to grow in my love walk. My goal, it's a personal goal. I want to grow in my love walk. I want to grow. I want to be able to, I mean, some people have preached this, which I have embraced. I want to be able to grow to the point of where I even operate advanced forgiveness. In other words, you have not even wronged me. But at whatever point, whether it's at 2021, I have forgiven you before 2021 came. So by the time the thing actually is happening, it's not subject to feelings anymore. I mean, some people have preached that. It's as a result of their growth. Growth. So I'm encouraging us tonight, wherever we are, it's a walk. We need to start the walk. We need to start the walk. You see, sometimes this thing that we're just talking about touching on tonight have destroyed families. It has destroyed business relationships. It has destroyed, thriving careers of people. Praise God. So I think I will end with 1 Corinthians 13. Let's look at the characteristic of this love. And I will just pull out 7 things there as we close tonight. Quickly, I'll just, 1 Corinthians 13. Please, Lighthouse, I believe one of the things God has said about us in the next 10 years, which I mentioned briefly on Sunday, is that a church where the love of God becomes the culture, where it becomes a walk. In 1 Corinthians 13, started by saying, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but I have not love, he said, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. Although I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all the faith to move mountains, but I have not loved, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and I give my body to be burned, but I have not loved, it profits me what? In other words, I can do CSR. But sometimes the CSR, if it's not out of the bowel of love, it doesn't. Some people do CSR so that they can have access to resources of communities and destroy lives of people. Some people do CSR so that they can have access to grant. So the Bible says, whichever category we put all these things, if love is not the motive, it is not it. It is not it. What is the first characteristic of God's kind of love? Number one, this kind of love is patient and kind. Love, God's love, is patient and kind. Even when you look at the context of God's love, He loved the world, He gave us Jesus. But still, God's love still extends. It does not want anyone to perish. So, God's kind of love is a waiting one. He's not tired of waiting. He said He does not want anyone to perish. Jesus died over 2,000 years ago. God's love is still upon humankind. It doesn't want anyone to perish. So if we are growing in this love, if we are walking in this love, we will also be patient and we will be kind. BBE translation actually says, love is never, the word kind there, is never tired of waiting. It's never tired. It's never tired. How do I test my love? How do I really test it? Is what happens when I have to wait for somebody else to grow up. I don't know if you have experienced that. And hey, the way life is, which I have discovered, an outsider, you don't have to wait for an outsider because you are just, they are like touch points. You just touch and go, touch and go. The people that you have to wait for are the people who are the closest to you, who are breathing on your neck 24/7. I mean, the person I shared their story. Yes, shared their story. They've gotten to a point where they block one another off at, what do you call it, WhatsApp. Because communication is so bad that somebody will be at one end of the house, the other person. And so when they need to talk, they are WhatsApping each other. They can be in the sitting room together and WhatsApping. Love is never tired. I'm not talking about non-believer. I'm not talking about somebody who doesn't believe God is old. They are my brothers. They are your brothers and sisters. Second characteristic, love, this kind of love, is not conceited. In other words, it's not arrogant or inflated with pride. It doesn't display itself haughtily. This kind of love is not ruled or unmannerly. This kind of love does not act unbecomingly. These are things, you know, this is our Christianity, is a high order. If you ask me, it's tough. And that's why we need the help of God. It's tough. It's a narrow path. It's against the tide. I mean, what people practice is that break my egg, I will break your head. A tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye. If I don't have the opportunity to repay you back, I'm watching you. That's the mantras that many people walk with. But this kind of love, and I will put the balance at the end. Love, this kind of love is not conceited. That's the second characteristic of it. The third one, this kind of love does not insist on its own right or its own way. This kind of love is not self-seeking. It is not touchy. It is not friendful. It is not resentful. Number four, this kind of love does not take account of evil done to it. It's never envious of other people. Number five, this kind of love is not glad about injustice. And you know that we have coined such word, God catch them. God doesn't catch people. God repay. She knows I'll be my God. See how my God repay that. No, God doesn't repay evil for evil. I don't talk him. Nobody offend my God and go scot-free. No, that's just growth. We have to outgrow this. If our society, if our families, if our workplace will be better off for it, there must be people who are walking and shining in this light. The love of God, the light of God, the life of God. Praise God. Number six, this kind of love bears up under anything and everything that comes. It's not foolish, but it bears up. It bears up. This kind of love is not mumuish. No. This kind of love is not hesuism. No. There is what this kind of love is showing. It's showing life. It's showing light. It's showing love. So it's not, it bears up. It bears up. It bears up. Somebody is unruly. It bears up and takes time to help the person out of that situation. It bears up. Number seven, this kind of love does not fail. Therapy may fail. Family meetings may fail. Discussions may fail. Appraisal may fail. This kind of love doesn't fail. And if God is love, brothers and sisters, it means God cannot fail. It doesn't matter how we judge the matter. God can never fail. Let me strike the balance. It must be noted that this kind of love is also tough and does not condone continuous bad behavior. So this kind of love is not like what we use now in our language. It's not abusive. There's a balance. This kind of love has boundaries. Praise God. I said, praise God. So this kind of love takes stands with what is right. This kind of love does not condone sin. Because God loves sinner, but he doesn't condone sin. Praise God. So, the Holy Spirit is our guide into this kind of walk of the love of God. Praise the Lord. As I praise the Lord, so tonight, as I close, the basic of our walk with God are three elements. Faith, love, and hope. Is that not what 1 Corinthians 13 says? But he said, the one that controls the other two is what? Love. Hope does not make ashamed. If you have hope in God, you will never be ashamed. Faith, we walk by love. So that's why he says, these three things is what guide our walk. W-O-A-L-K. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of this is what? So, brothers, sisters, I know many of us still have challenges with what I'm about to say. But God will actually help us as we help ourselves. Please, there are no complexities about love work. It is a work. So it involves you and I putting it on. He said, put on. God is love. So when we are doing love work, we are putting on Jesus. Praise God. It's not that we are mumu. It's not that you don't have anything to say. But, it has boundary. So it's like we are putting on the nature of God. And as we reach out to the help of the Holy Spirit, John 14, 26 in the Amplified talks about the Holy Spirit now. And I'm beginning to see him in a different dimension. He's our standby. He's our strengthener. He's our helper. He's our comforter. He's our intercessor. He's our standby. So whatever we want him to be to us per time, he's committed to being that. I pray. That's my prayer. Because it's love work. Next week, we will talk about joy walk by God's grace. Next week is unscripted worship. Is that? Okay. So the next time, we'll talk about joy walk. So faith walk, love walk, hope walk, joy walk. Those are the things. And I found out that most of the times, it's wrong. This thing, which is of God, it runs contrary to the general belief of people in our world. So that assertion that majority carry the vote, when it comes to our faith, it may not work. It doesn't work.
Jesus, we always say something. You have heard a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye. But I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who despitefully use. It didn't say just scratch your head. Use. So when you say despitefully, it is deliberate. It is intentional. It's like putting a tongue by your side and expecting you to cry hallelujah. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. But one thing that is sure is that righteousness exalts. One thing that is sure that invariably, no matter how it is, evil must bow before good. He said the wicked at the gate of the righteous. Can we stand? Can we just stand? Can we pray for the next man?
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,